Hi, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Joe.
I'm Elsie.
So yesterday, we were talking about the big problem of trash getting into our oceans. We had Max and Sarah. They went to the beach, and the first thing they noticed was not the sun, it was not the sand, it was not the surf. It wasn't the waves. It wasn't the beautiful scenery. The first thing they saw was trash on the beach, and they were talking about the big problems this can cause. Trash on the beach will eventually be washed out into the ocean. Then animals start to eat it. Animals can get stuck in it, and the problems just go on and on and on. So we need to find some solutions to this problem.
You are right. 在昨天的文章当中呢，我们看到 Max 和 Sarah 在讨论垃圾是如何污染海洋的。人们在海边随手一丢的垃圾可能会被冲入海里，长期下来呢，堆积的垃圾还会危害 ocean animals 海洋动物的健康。This must be stopped. 这样的行为呢，一定要被制止。今天呢，我们一起来看看 Sarah 和 Max 想到什么方法来解决这个问题。Let's take a look at today's article.
Dealing with the ocean's trash.
There's something we can do to deal with the ocean trash problem.
Tell me about it. I really want to help.
There are several organizations that hold beach cleanups in Taiwan. Check this out.
It says they clean up the beach at least once a month.
There's more.One way to help is by educating people about the problem.
But many people think listening to scientists is boring. Is there another way?
Lena Claus is a German artist who lives and works in Hong Kong. She makes art with pieces of beach trash.
Wow!Her art is really beautiful.
It's also a good way of making people aware of the problem.
We should join a beach cleanup this weekend.
I'm in.
Run power!
Deal with. We need to deal with each problem head on. We need to deal with each problem head on. Help. I can help you with some of the work if you're busy. I can help you with some of the work if you're busy. Way. Watching English movies is a great way to improve your English. Watching English movies is a great way to improve your English. Boring. Most of the people fell asleep because the movie was boring. Most of the people fell asleep because the movie was boring.
Later that week, Max and Sarah are surfing the internet to search some information. Sarah says there's something we can do to deal with the ocean trash problem. So they're looking for solutions to this big problem.
在决定要采取行动保护海洋的那个礼拜啊 ，Max 和 Sarah 就在上网搜寻资讯。文章一开始说呢，这个 Sarah 就说到了有我们可以处理海洋垃圾问题的方法哦。
To deal with something usually means to solve some kind of problem that you are having. For example, we could say, we need to deal with each problem head on. We need to deal with each problem head on.
Deal with 是对待处理的意思。Deal with the problem, 处理问题。例句提到啊，我们需要正面处理每一个问题。句尾的 head on 就是 directly, 也就是正面直接的意思。另外呢，除了 deal with 这个片语之外呢 ,cope with, C-O-P-E, cope with, 也是处理的意思哦。
Max says, tell me about it. Tell me about it just means...Either means, yeah, I know, or it means, tell me more. So it can mean different things. He says, I really want to help.
这边呢 ，Max 马上就说：“赶快告诉我，我真的很想要帮忙。”这边的 “tell me about it” 就是告诉我 ，“inform me” 的意思。
Help just means to assist,to provide assistance to somebody. For example, I can help you with some of the work if you're busy. I can help you with some of the work if you're busy.
Help 是帮助、帮忙的意思。例句说呢，如果你很忙，我可以帮你做一些工作。补充哦，如果呢 ，help somebody with something 是在某事上帮助某人。I need you to help me with my homework. 我需要你在作业上帮我的忙。So what are the ways Sarah is talking about to deal with the serious problem here?
Sarah says there are several organizations that hold beach cleanups in Taiwan.Check this out. An organization is like a group of people who are together because they have a certain goal, something that they want to achieve. So these organizations or these groups, they have beach cleanups. They go to the beach and they clean it up. They take away the trash.
Sarah 就回答了，台湾有许多举办净滩活动 beach cleanups 的组织机构。看这个。所以现在呢 ，Sarah is now showing the information on the website to Max. Sarah 正在给 Max 看网站上的资讯。那 organization 这个字呢，同学们注意哦，是组织机构，他们呢有共同的目标。那像这边的共同目标是什么呢？就是要净滩啦 ，beach cleanups 净滩活动，同学们可以考虑参加哦。
Max says it says they clean up the beach at least.Once a month. So once in every month, they will go to the beach. Maybe they go to different beaches every time, and they just pick up trash and take it away. And hopefully some of the stuff they can recycle.
Max 就说了，网站说他们一个月至少清理沙滩一次。At least 是至少的意思。那至多最多我们就说 at most, M-O-S-T.
Sarah then says there's more, so that's not all.
Mm-hmm.
One way to help is by educating people about the problem. Educate means to teach people about something. Of course, if people don't know plastic is a problem, you have to say, plastic is a problem because animals are eating it and it's making them sick or they're getting stuck in it. So that would be educating them, teaching them about the problem. And this is one way, one method of helping, of trying to solve the problem.
Sarah 接着说了，还有有一个帮忙的方式呢，就是教育民众 ，educating people， 有关于这个问题的知识，也就是这个海洋污染的知识了。Educate 就是所谓的 teach 教育。文章中呢写到，借由教育的方式 ，by 这个介系词后面加名词或者是动名词，也就是 educating， 就是借由某种方式。这边我们就说 by educating， 借由教育的方式。接下来我们看到 way 这个字喽。
We could say watching English movies is a great way to improve your English. Watching English movies is a great way to improve your English.
Way 是方法、方式的意思。例句提到呢，看英文电影是一个让英文进步的好方法。另外 ，way 也是道路的意思哦。比如说呢 ，on my way to school， 在我去学校的路上 ；on my way home， 在我回家的路上。So what's next?
Max has some ideas about how people can educate, others about the problem. He says, but many people think listening to scientists is boring. Is there another way?
接下来 Max 就说了，可是有很多人都觉得听科学家说话很无聊耶， it's boring. 有没有别的方法？
If something is boring, it means it's not exciting. You're listening to somebody talk and you're going...You're putting me to sleep. This is not exciting enough. For example, we could say, most of the people fell asleep because the movie was boring. Most of the people fell asleep because the movie was boring.
Boring, 令人觉得无聊的、乏味的。例句提到呢，大多数的人都睡着了，因为电影实在是太无聊了。同学们注意哦，这个很重要。如果是人本身感到无聊，感到无聊，我们要用 bored, B-O-R-E-D 这个字。例如呢，我感到无聊 ，I am bored. So, is there another way to help?
Sarah knows some people who are drawing attention to the issue by doing some interesting things. She says, Lena Klaus is a German artist who lives and works in Hong Kong. She makes art with pieces of beach trash.
Wow. Lena Klaus 是一位在香港居住和工作的德国艺术家 German artist 他利用呢海滩垃圾来创作 That's really amazing
That's right, it's amazing and it makes people pay attention to the issue in an interesting way It's definitely not boring She takes trash from the beach She turns it into art and people say Wow, there's that much trash on the beach All these things are getting thrown away there Max, he's very amazed, he saysWow, her art is really beautiful.
Max 看到这位艺术家的作品后说啊，哇，她的艺术创作真的很美哦。
Sarah says it's also a good way of making people aware of the problem. If you are aware of something, it means you know about it. So people will look at her art, and I'm sure she has an explanation saying, I went to the beach, I collected all this trash from the beach to make this art. So people know...All this stuff is getting thrown away at beaches.
Yeah, Sarah 就是说呢，而且也是一个可以让人知道这个问题的方法。Aware, A-W-A-R-E 是知道的。Be aware of something, 知道某事。比如说呢 people should be aware of this problem. 人们应该要知道这个问题。
That's right, they just need more people to become aware of the problem, to take it seriously, and to help out and...That's exactly what has happened here. Max says, we should join a beach cleanup this weekend. So already he wants to help out.
Yeah, Max 接着说呢，我们应该在这周末加入净滩活动 join a beach cleanup this weekend.
Now Sarah says, I'm in this case, just means, yeah, I'm going to participate. I'm going to take part. If somebody says,Hey, do you want to go somewhere? Do you want to go to a movie? You say, I'm in. It means, yeah, I'm going to go. Or you could say, I'm out. I'm not going to go. So I'm in or I'm out. It's like saying, I'm going to do something or I am not going to do something. In this case, Sarah says, I'm in. She just means, I will go to the beach cleanup with you this weekend too.
Sarah 最后说到了 I'm in 算我一份也就是呢他也要加入净滩活动的意思了那如果他今天不想要参加他可以说 I'm out O-U-T I'm out 或者是呢同学们呢如果你想要参加的话你除了说 I'm in 之外呢 Can we say count me in
That's right count me in or count me out It's the same thing as saying、mm-hmm. I'm in or I'm out
Count me in, count me out, 也是把我算进去或是把我不要算进去的意思了。好了，所以今天呢，我们的文章就在这边结束了。Let's go to our wrap up. So Joe, do you know there are a lot of organizations in Taiwan that do beach cleanups?
That's right, there are a lot of different groups that will go out, environmental groups. Environmental groups just means groups that are concerned about issues,having to do with the environment, cleaning it up, stopping pollution, recycling. These are all things that these groups are concerned with. They go out together, and it can be a good way to help the environment. And you also get to know people who are passionate about the issue as well. And sometimes people go out as individuals, too. They just go by themselves, and they clean up a beach or just part of the beach.Any way that you want to go, it's all helping out. So these are all good things.
That's right. 在台湾呢，有很多 environmental groups, 也就是所谓的环保团体在做 beach cleanups, 净滩活动哦。而且呢，除了环保团体之外呢，还有很多个人 individuals 也会自己到海边去做净滩活动。那只要呢，我们 type in...Beach cleanups 在网站上呢把这个净滩活动打进去的话呢你就会看到很多很多的搜寻结果哦你都可以选择你所喜欢的环保团体然后加入他们然后一起来净滩像是呢北中南都有所谓的净滩活动北部呢你可以到金山万里南部你还可以到屏东 There are a lot of places that need us to help
That's right. Anywhere there's a beach, there's probably some cleanup that needs to happen. There's just so much plastic and garbage in the ocean these days. We need to start doing our part to help it out and make the beaches beautiful again. So if you want to go by yourself or if you want to join a group, just remember every little bit helps. All right. That brings us to the end of the program today. For A Plus English, I'm Joe.
I'm Elsie.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Have you ever collected seashells?
Have you ever collected seashells?
it's me, Vina again. 又来到我们的小聚会咯。除了昨天提到的水上活动 swimming 之外，当然还有去海边的行程啦。哎，先别急着下水，在你泡在海水里，最先接触到的东西就是沙滩啦。在沙滩上的贝壳啊，叫做 seashell， 它的复数形呢，则为 seashells。Have you ever collected seashells？ 没错，这就是我们今天的小聚会。你是否曾经捡过贝壳呢？稍微注意一下，这边使用的是 have 加 PP 完成式的用法。假设呢，你是要说你是否去过海边呢？你就可以说 Have you ever been to the beach？ 在今天的小聚会里，完成式 have 加上原本的 collect， 变成 PP 的形式 collected， 就可形成完成式咯。让我们再练习一次 ，Repeat after me。Have you ever collected seashells? 好啦，小聚会我们明天见咯。 See you soon. Bye.
Have you ever collected seashells?
Have you ever collected seashells?
Chit chat.
为什么垃圾车都只能说 garbage truck， 不能说 trash truck 呢？
一般垃圾我们可以用 garbage 或者是 trash 来表示，可是其实在口语上两个字呢有时候可以互用哦。 But there could be a difference between trash and garbage。如果要仔细区分的话呢， trash 比较是指这个纸屑啦，所以放在桌上的这种小垃圾桶装着的小纸屑或是小垃圾，我们就可以用 trash can。 You can put paper or dry products in a trash can。 可是呢，如果是要用来装这个厨余啦，或者是狗便便啦，或者是任何吃完喝完丢掉的这个瓶罐等等的垃圾呢，我们就要丢在哪里呢？就是 garbage can， 或者是分类回收桶，那英文就称为 recycling or recycle bin。 So garbage can include food waste, but trash does not. That's why a garbage can is usually bigger than a trash can. 因此呢，一般我们在路上看到的垃圾车，英文就要用 garbage truck。当然了，它里面的垃圾可大可小，什么都可以装啦。那注意哦，英国人他们其实讲垃圾的时候，既不会用 garbage， 也不会用 trash， 他们用的是 rubbish 这个字 ，rubbish， 所以他们垃圾桶当然是说 rubbish bin。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
虽然垃圾桶我们可以用 trash can 还有 garbage can， 可是如果要细分的话呢， trash can 比较像是放在书桌上或者是办公室装小纸屑的垃圾桶，而 garbage can 可以装家里的厨余或是不要的垃圾等等。注意哦，英国人他们说 rubbish bin 就是垃圾桶的意思。
Dealing with the ocean's trash。
Something we can do to deal with the ocean trash problem.
Tell me about it. I really want to help.
There are several organizations that hold beach cleanups in Taiwan. Check this out.
It says they clean up the beach at least once a month.
There's more.One way to help is by educating people about the problem.
But many people think listening to scientists is boring. Is there another way?
Lena Claus is a German artist who lives and works in Hong Kong. She makes art with pieces of beach trash.
Wow!Her art is really beautiful.
It's also a good way of making people aware of the problem.
We should join a beach cleanup this weekend.
I'm in.
Deal with. We need to deal with each problem head on. We need to deal with each problem head on. Help. Help. I can help you with some of the work if you're busy. I can help you with some of the work if you're busy. Way. Way. Watching English movies is a great way to improve your English. Watching English movies is a great way to improve your English. Boring. Boring. Most of the people fell asleep because the movie was boring. Most of the people fell asleep because the movie was boring.